have seen it. And some people like it. And some people don't. Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, actor, comedian extraordinaire, Mr. Tarik Lewis. How you doing, sir? That's wonderful.
I'm doing pretty good,
Monday,
my man.
Afternoon. You doing well?
Doing all right. Feeling good. Feeling starting good? To relax. I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Oh, my friend is finally here. We finally saw it. The first episode of She-Hulk on Disney Plus. And what is your feeling? How you feel about it, my friend? After you have been exposed to the gamma rays of She-Hulk. How do you feel about it right now?
It was a decent introduction.
Yeah?
A decent introduction. Am I excited? Like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens next week? No. there's a decent introduction. There's some good moments. It was decent.
Okay, fair enough.
The one thing I didn't like was the way the villain came in, or whoever that was, at the end.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that looked really like hokey and corny. So I don't know if that's what they're going for, but that was the biggest thing. Seeing that thing to me,
man, what did they do to what, her Jamil? Is that her name? I forget her name now. The actress. I guess that's Titania, right?
I have no idea who that was. That was weird.
It was just like, let's just not intro this villain and this band.
Yeah.
Shout out to Edwin. Edwin's hanging out watching us here live.
Yo, Edwin.
Edwin, you know, you don't know nothing about no MCU. You watch Avengers, Edwin? DC? You like Superman? All that kind of stuff? Star Wars? What do you like, Edwin? Let us know, okay?
I thought it was just decent.
Yeah. My issue with the show, I don't really have it. Like, I saw it and I was like, okay. It's kind of like the Marvel syndrome where we haven't had anything Marvel in a while. And I was just like, I'm going to consume this, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah. I was definitely going to watch it. But, you know, I think it's a good example of, like, doing the episode to explain the mood and the pace of the show.
Yeah.
So that people don't, like, well, come in expecting something. So I think it did a good job of that.
Right. I think it was cool. A little bit of the Hulk backstory, honestly. I was more interested in the Hulk backstory than anything about She-Hulk.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too.
Yeah, so like I guess we're going to get into spoiler territory, ladies and gentlemen. So if you haven't watched She-Hulk, of course, just come back to the show after we're done, and then you can hear what we talked about, okay? Also, have you seen House of Dragons? House of Dragons or House of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon.
Of the Dragon. See, I ruined that. Add that to the list of things I ruined, okay? Yeah. Have you watched I haven't watched the first episode yet. Man, I don't know if you guys spoil it for me.
I did watch the first episode.
Okay. So we're
going to
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually thought it was very well done.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that makes me excited. I was very surprised. I thought that maybe, you know, Game of Thrones hangover or because, you know, the way the last season went. And I thought maybe these characters I'm not familiar with. But nah, I didn't feel like that. It really came off to me as like it's a new thing. Where I'm not going to be necessarily worrying about tying things together the whole time. Like it's in front of me. Yeah.
I'm going to let you dive in that later on when we finish up with some She-Hulk stuff. So my issue with She-Hulk is I didn't laugh. I didn't find anything funny. Maybe I was in a bad mood when I watched it, Tarik. Is it me? Did the comedy hit for you?
No.
I was interested in the show. Like, I found the show was interesting, but I was like, okay, I want some, like, I don't know, some comedy, right? Make me laugh.
I think they tried. I think it was lighthearted, but I didn't think funny. There were some funny moments, you know. Everyone's hyped about that big. Extremely funny. I'm with you on that.
You broke up there when you said big, and then we lost all the audio.
I'm not sure what it was. Was it the big moment at the end?
Yeah.
That was like a big laugh.
Oh, okay. I found that humorous. But I wasn't like butt-gusting laughing in the show, you know, which I was expecting.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
They really talked up the humor. They said that the humor is going to be big in the show. I was like, okay, cool. I'm well for it. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
There were some, you know, like, hey moments, but not like, I don't know. Maybe I was just in a bad mood.
No, it wasn't that funny. And I don't think people like Smart Hulk.
Smart Hulk's okay. You know, and I think we're going to get a Savage Hulk later again. You know?
You think?
Or a more Devious Hulk. You know?
Yeah, they have to do something.
Devious Hulk in the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get a Gray Hulk. You know? The Gray Hulk in the comic books was a very devious. Shout out DJ Backbone. He was a very devious character, you know? More like a mafia person, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
kind of like, you know, and the kind of that's a combo, you know. But I think we're gonna get some, you know, a Hulk that's a little twisted, you know. Something's gonna happen. I don't know.
Summer of Thrill of Hulk is the back and forth between him and David Banner, you know. But I was just it was a decent
that with this. They kind of canceled that with the Smart Hulk thing, saying they merged both of the personalities, you know.
Right.
But in the fight, in the little fisticuffs that he had with She-Hulk, you know, you can see some of that old Hulk coming out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bit,
you know,
I did not notice it, but I'm glad you did.
A little bit, just like a little schmizzit, you know, like a little tidbit, you know.
I think the dwarfing of Hulk as a superpower being is one of the most tragic things to come out of the MCU.
I think
that, like, it, you know, they keep dwarfing him and making him smaller and smaller, and you know.
Well, supposedly they got the movie rights back. Supposedly, that's the rumor, anyway.
For Hulk.
I
didn't think they didn't have the movie rights.
Yeah. That apparently the contract with Universal expired finally.
Okay.
The legalese and the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But they've been still using Hulk. I don't know what the problem, like, that wasn't the issue with...
But it's for him to actually put out a cinematic movie release in movie theaters with Hulk or a Hulk title name. They'd have to do it with Universal, and they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, like I'm saying, who wants that now? But they had all these other films where he was in, and they still dwarfed him. Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Yeah, no, he can be used as a supporting character, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting. A little alludes to his backstory, how he healed his arm, how he's able to stay human with a little gadget that he has attached. I didn't like the way that Jennifer Walters got the She-Hulk powers, the blood splattering on her wound, you know?
Yeah.
And the comic books, just to put it in perspective, ladies and gentlemen, the comic books is more like a life and death situation where Hulk has to give her blood in the hospital for her to survive. And that's how she gets the Hulk powers in the comic book. And of course they switch it up here for the show, I guess, to get to the point, maybe as a plot device to get to the point.
I think they wanted to keep it lighthearted. You know, you want to make it too.
It's just like, I mean, it just seems so easy to get some Hulk powers, you know?
Yeah. He does say like we have a genetic marker to kill anybody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He says that to her right when she wakes up.
I've been seeing some articles. People were saying, "Oh no, that's good. They're gonna mutinize Hulks too." Like,
yeah, maybe with,
Ms. Marvel.
No, they better not. That'd be awful. Yeah,
that'd be horrible, man.
That'd be the worst thing. Oh, please don't.
Yeah, I hope not. I've seen some articles. Sorry, talking crap.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting, though. It caused the accident that gave Jennifer Walters her powers in the show, the ship,
the spaceship. Yeah,
the spaceship that's from the planet that he was exiled on for 2 years, and they found him in the Thor Ragnarok movie. Remember?
Yeah.
So maybe they're gonna do a little bit of the Planet Hulk thing. A little bit, maybe.
Is that gonna be developed?
Or maybe he did some things that he doesn't remember what he did as Hulk over there.
That just kind of popped up, and he didn't really explain what happened.
Baby or something? A little baby? A little baby Hulk?
little Hulk bastard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know how they're gonna divulge into that storyline, but it seems interesting. It was an interesting tidbit, and I guess apparently all during the time that everyone was snapped, Iron Man were able to build a bar over there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Was it in Mexico? Was it? They were in Mexico, right?
I think they were in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they were in Mexico.
Yeah. But it seems interesting. I like the little thing. I thought the Hulk stuff was interesting, and I guess if they're gonna use She-Hulk as kind of like an allude to the Hulk verse, you know, side of MCU, you know, without using the Hulk, I guess, as a main character until their time. I guess it's cool, you know? There's a bunch of multiple Hulks. You ever seen that Hulk Smash cartoon?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not a fan of, like, a bunch of Hulks.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to do that, though. It's kind of like on the wall. Like, I see the tea leaves, you know?
Well, she uses the phrase, I'm a Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't say one of the Hulks. She says, I'm a Hulk.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely... I was not a fan of the Team Hulk, wherever it was.
Yeah, I think they're going to do Red Hulk. They're going to do all those Hulks.
They're definitely going to do Red Hulk.
The son of Hulk. I'm pretty sure they're going to do all that stuff. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. But I don't know. So all the reviewers got 4 episodes. And I guess that's why those reviews were really good. You know, like they presented 4 episodes to the reviewers. But to us, the regular people, they only gave us that first episode. So it's kind of like, you know, maybe that's why a lot of us are like, on the show. Do you think Disney should have gave us those 4 episodes too?
No.
At least 3?
No. Y'all are going to watch it anyway.
but let's say, I mean, if the first episode was weaker and they would have lost viewership on it, let's say, maybe in hindsight, they would have said, dang, we should have put out all 4 of them.
No.
I don't know.
Either you like the show or you don't.
Yeah.
And Disney, they're not going to do that.
I think it makes sense. To the point where they're introducing these characters in show form because they know that it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, I guess. You know what I mean?
I think they need stuff for their app. They need content for their app.
They're milking the IP.
Yeah, this is the easiest thing they have to, you know, to make content. They don't have to go seek it out. They own these things.
Right.
So you just need content. They're trying to compete in that realm.
Yeah, fair enough. What else? I see. I think that's pretty much as far as She-Hulk for me. I mean, I'm interested. Maybe because there's nothing else. You know what I mean?
But what's the next thing? Isn't something Black Panther's in December?
Yeah. This is the last thing for this phase is the She-Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess we're just going to have to watch it by default, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. So, that's about it on She-Hulk. And I guess the other guys are not going to join us today, but it's all good. I got my main man, Tarek, here with me. And we're going to talk about, he's going to tell us about this House of the Dragon episode. It was one episode, right? They dropped.
Yeah, just one episode.
And they did it live. They also on the broadcast, HBO, it was live at 9 p.m. too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch it live or you watched it on the streamer?
I watched it streaming because to be honest, I have 12 people on my account. I don't know how HBO Max is making money.
That's probably why they're gonna get rid of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Make it something sick of you guys. Discovery or something.
Yeah, no, I, uh, uh, I, I enjoyed the show. Not a lot of action necessarily, like, but they set up the intrigue and everything that we're used to extremely well.
Yeah.
And it make the world so much bigger. Like, you don't hear the name, you know, it's not like Stark Lannister is the same characters. It's all different characters. So I think there's a lot of potential in it.
Really?
Okay. At least.
Yeah. Right, feel free to spoil it. You know, I'm going to watch it tonight regardless.
I mean, it's not a spoiler. You know, they're just setting up. They're setting up characters. It's the Targaryens are on the throne, and sometimes they don't have an heir, so they do a little vote. And one time they vote for the eldest relative over the eldest male over the eldest female. Mm. And this time the vote is for the female to be the new heir. And that's how the show ends. You know, they're just kind of giving you the intrigue and the personalities of the new characters. That wouldn't be anything to spoil.
Okay. That's cool. I'm going to check it out, definitely.
See what's up. I think it's worth a watch. But did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
Okay.
I found it interesting.
All right, cool. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. House of the Dragon. Go watch it right now on HBO Max before they get rid of HBO Max. And all your 12 subscribers. Let's talk about these D23 rumors. You shared something in our chat, man. That was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. What was the source for that? I didn't even see where you got it from.
Don't ask me.
All right, cool. I know you repeat Marvel updates. Updates for Marvel. Okay. So apparently there's a rumor, ladies and gentlemen. D23 is the big expo, Disney expo, where they talk about all the new Disney items. And of course, Marvel's part of that because they're owned by the Big Mouse ears. At D12, so he did this count tweeted at D23. Marvel Studios will announce the cast and director of Fantastic Four. Okay. The cast of the Thunderbolts. Red Hulk's coming. The Wonder Man series. The project dedicated to Nova, which that's interesting. We're going to circle back to that. The Halloween special, which you talked about. I guess they're going to do the werewolf at night.
Yeah.
Something like that. Oh, you think Moon Knight will be a part of that? Think they'll bring have a swing around?
Probably. I would think that would make sense.
I think that would be kind of dope.
Yeah.
If they found a way to do that.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Shang-Chi 2, Deadpool 3, and of course, the one I'm actually kind of more interested in, I'm kind of intrigued in the show, Armor Wars, just because we haven't seen a lot about it at all, you know?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say I'm not as excited the idea of the Thunderbolts as everyone else is.
Me neither.
And I don't understand why everybody's so hyped for that.
Yeah, it's just the Marvel version of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I wonder if people are hyped because they think that's where we're going to see Red Hulk.
You know, I need to flip that Red Hulk number one, so.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
I need it for my bank account, Tarek. Help me out, okay?
Yeah, I'm not big on that one. I'm not sure what the deal is on Thunderbolt, and definitely Wonder Man.
I don't know. I'm not excited about Wonder Man. Like, oh, what they're gonna try and do with that? You know, I think that's an off series.
I mean, I used to hate Wonder Man in the comic books.
Me too. He's like the extra character. Like, I didn't care if he died.
Yeah. Like, and he did. He died a lot.
Wonder Man. He did die.
He died a lot of times.
I think he famously died and they brought him back or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a big thing. They're bringing Wonder Man back. Man, he's the worst.
Well, nobody really dies in the comic books.
No. No, of course not. But
that's what I was explaining to somebody the other day. Iron Man's not dead, guys. Just in this universe. Okay. What else? The project dedicated to Nova. Is this the invasion wave comic books? Have you ever read those comic books, Marvel?
I have not.
So it's I don't know if you're familiar with the villain Fantastic Four. His name is Annihilus. He looks like a big bug. Okay, so he in the negative zone. He builds a massive army, and he's able to escape the negative zone, but that's on the fringes of the universe. And so he literally goes planet to planet, conquering universes. And the Nova Corps, like he destroys the Nova Corps. Richard Rider becomes like the prime Nova, like a super powered Nova. He's like the last Nova. And then like the Guardians of the Galaxy and even Thanos and like all the cosmic characters, the Skrulls and the Shi'ar, everyone has to team up together and figure out a way to stop the Annihilus Wave. You know, that's the comic books. Right? We're not, of course, yeah. Comic books, they do different things than what the MCU is going to do. But I think that's the only thing that I think they could probably do with the Nova project as far as it being a project. But
well, you don't think they couldn't just do a Nova movie?
If it's going to be a Nova straight movie, I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot of interest for that. I think with an Invasion Wave, they can do, you know, a lot of guest characters, maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy and, you know.
I think they would want to you know, create the excitement. So a Nova movie could not be until 2026. Mm. I think by then their hope would be that Guardians of the Galaxy was, you know, so popular or you know, whatever they do with Adam Warlock or whatever else would make it a more appealing thing.
All those cosmic characters would be teaming up, something like that. But
yeah, to have a Nova movie, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they announce in D23. I think it'll be cool if they do the invasion. It got a lot of stakes, that thing. And if they introduce Annihilus with maybe Ant-Man, you know, or maybe with a Fantastic Four movie, it might intro him like that. You know what I mean? Another threat.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I think it'll be cool. So let's see Shang-Chi 2. Do you think they're going to touch on the Iron Fist stuff in the Shang-Chi sequel?
That's what they're assuming.
A lot of people are assuming they're going to touch a little bit of the Iron Fist lore with it.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they need to.
I think, not say the Iron Fist, they might allude to it, but you know, I don't think that's where the film will be centered or anything. You know, I think they might have to figure out whether they want to do Iron Fist again, you know, because the show really kind of tainted people on them. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good way to do it, but you definitely want to see that same character.
Well, Iron Fist is interesting because Iron Fist can always change, you know, and has been multiple characters throughout the years. And that right now in the comic books is a different character. That's Iron Fist. Danny Rand retired and now a different character. And there's multiple Iron Fists. There's a young Chinese girl who has the power of the dragon as well, the fist. There's a new Iron Fist gentleman. I forget his name right now. It's interesting. And there's the predecessor of Danny. That he was the one that he would use guns. He would use his iron fist power by using a pistol.
Ah, okay.
He would cheat, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
And as of that last episode, if you finished all the Iron Fist episode where Danny Rand started pulling out guns at the end,
I never did finish season 2.
Yeah. It's season 2 is the better, of course. They tried to improve it. Mm-hmm. Season 1's difficult, but if you power through season 2, it's interesting, you know.
Yeah, I got time.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's up on Disney Plus, isn't it?
It's on Disney Plus now. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go. They didn't pull it down. You know, they could have said, "Nah, we're not putting this up, guys."
Now, I don't know if it's Punisher and all the other stuff on Disney Plus now.
I think so.
Okay.
See, the person who I'm sharing my, I'll tell you a little story about my Disney Plus account, personal story. A person I'm sharing my account with still has me blocked, age blocked. So I can't see none of the Netflix stuff. So I'm like, I can't even tell. So,
I like you, am low key excited for Armor Wars. I don't know why. I think it's just a cool spin and a cool, I think it could turn out to be a good looking film.
I think it's going to be really good. I think they can get creative with it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have to do, obviously they're not going to do anything near what the comic books was, because that was involving Iron Man himself, you know? But,
yeah,
you know, they could be really creative and, you know, the sky's the limit, I think, for that show, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say that's probably, of all the projects, I think I am the most excited as well for Iron Man. I think it's going to be really, really fun and interesting. I think, honestly, I think it might be the show that Falcon and Winter Soldier should have been. You know?
Mm.
To be honest with you.
Come back and improve on what they did. Yeah.
Yeah. I really think that might be it. You know? That might be the one. That might be the one that makes me say, you know what?
We're doing the Falcon and Winter Show wasn't bad.
No,
Winter Soldier wasn't bad. It was just had some pacing issues to me.
Yeah, it didn't stick the landing for me. It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a rough landing, but it was not a bad show. I think I hit everything we want to talk about today, Tarek, man. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. Oh, Tekken Bloodline. I don't know if you started watching.
Oh, that's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix, yeah. That dropped this week. This weekend. I'm not done yet. I'm only on like episode 3.
Give us the hot take review.
Yeah, listen, I'm on episode 3. I haven't even seen the fight yet.
Not even. I mean, you know, anybody getting waxed? No one punch.
There's some fights, but like a fight in the tournament, I haven't seen one yet. A lot of trainings and side fights and stuff like that. But it's been pretty interesting, to be honest. It's been pretty interesting. Now I kind of want to see, you know, some ass kicking.
Yeah. Well, it's Tekken, right?
Yeah, it's Tekken. But the animation is great.
Really?
Okay. The animation is great. Yeah, the animation is really well done, in my opinion. All right. And they make you care about the fighters, kind of. You're like, okay, I kind of care about that dude, you know, like his storyline or whatever.
Dope.
Decent so far. By next Monday, I'll have the full thing. I think it's only 6 episodes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to touch on that, too. I was trying to get through Rick and Morty right now, which I find completely hilarious right now. I think it's awesome. It just makes me laugh. Even the bad jokes are make me chuckle. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that's it for today's show. We're going to sign off a little early today. And thank you so much, Tarek, for joining me here on the live show. Let everyone know how they can follow you, sir. I want to listen to the audio version of this.
My name is Tarek at Instagram. Tarek,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And my name is Tarek at YouTube.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you guys so much for joining us here in the live show. Maybe give us a follow, give us a subscribe on our YouTube channel, Geek Culture Congress, 3 words. Look us up there. You can follow me at DJ SpeedyJR, all the socials. Follow the audio version of this podcast where I'm still putting up interviews from MegaCon 2021. We're diving finally into that. I finished with all the Tampa Bay Comic Con 2021 stuff already. That's already all up there on the audio feed as well. So go follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Geek Culture Congress. Thank you so much, Tarek, for joining us.
No doubt.
And we will see you next week. We're talking more She-Hulk, more House of the Dragon, and anything else that happens. Have you seen Dragon Ball?
Have you seen Dragon Ball? No, I have not seen Dragon Ball. Yeah, I gotta go see it. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, okay. I think I want to go watch it too. I'm just not up on. I can't watch all those episodes of Dragon Ball Superman. I can't.
No, it's I'm not doing that. I'm out.
It's too much. Just tell me who won.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.